I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor.
And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about 8 basic but essential things you need to know how to do or to use when you're editing copy in Microsoft Word.
Yeah, these really are small but mighty pieces of know-how, and none of them requires a high level of technical expertise, just a willingness to explore and practice a little bit.
Definitely. This isn't about learning for the sake of it. Taking these tips on board will make not only your life easier, but also everyone else's who you're working with.
Yeah, so why don't we start by running through the 8 things that we're going to be talking about.
So the first 4 are sort of more tool-based. So understanding the power of Microsoft Word's styles pane, knowing how to use consistency checking software, being able to use macros, and using Word's navigation pane.
And the other 4 are about getting into the nitty-gritty of cleanup. So knowing how to find and use the Pilcro tool in Word, understanding how to use Word's find and replace function, removing extraneous tabs and spaces, and creating properly defined paragraphs.
So let's start with Microsoft Word's styles pane. So this is a panel in the Word, in Word, that
word.
Displays all available text styles, such as normal, heading 1, heading 2, and so on. It lets you apply, modify, and create and manage each different element of the text consistently throughout a document.
So for example, your chapter headings, your body text, first paragraphs in a chapter or section, captions, quotations, all of those will likely all be displayed differently. And if you assign each of the elements its own defined style, you can be confident that everything looks like it's supposed to.
Yeah. So where can you find it? You can open the styles pane via the home tab where it sits in the ribbon, but you can also open it on the right of your screen by clicking on the little arrow in the bottom right hand corner of the styles section in Word's ribbon. That's what I prefer to do.
Yeah, me too. It just makes it much easier to access. And
yeah,
from there, you can apply a style to a particular paragraph with just a single click. So imagine you have 30 tables in a document and all of them have captions that need to be in italic and in a different point size to your body text.
Yeah. So all you have to do is click on the text once and bingo, your styling's done for you. You don't have to change each of those captions or format each of those captions individually.
Such a time saver. I mean, it's huge when you're working through large documents like that. And it also ensures that if you're collaborating with others, you can share the styles and ensure that everyone's doing the same thing.
It makes documents so much easier to edit too, because if you decided, for example, that you want all those 30 captions to be in bold instead, all you need to do is change the style,
exactly.
Not all the captions.
Exactly. And then that change is automatically updated throughout the whole document, which is just a godsend, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is. I really do believe that if you work with long manuscripts, documents, reports, or anything that needs to look polished and consistent, using Word styles is a must.
Absolutely. It's far more efficient than formatting text manually, but it also improves accessibility. Because when you set up styles, it helps screen readers understand how a document is structured.
That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's also actually a really good thing to do as a first pass of a document because, and we've said this before, it helps give you the lie of the land.
Yeah.
So we'll stick a link in the show notes to a free video that Louise has all about using styles.
Yeah. So tip 2 is knowing how to use a consistency checking software. So here we're talking about Microsoft Word add-ons that help editors and writers ensure that a document follows the same rules, terminology, and formatting throughout.
Yeah, and so the industry recognised tool for the job here is Perfectit by Intelligent Editing. Wow, I heard your little there.
It's just
our fame, isn't it? So this software checks Word documents for consistency in things like spelling, hyphenation, capitalization, punctuation, abbreviations, formatting, and frankly, it's an absolute jewel.
It really is a bright, shining one. Now, you do have to pay for a subscription, but if you go to the Intelligent Editing website, you'll be able to try it for free. And what you'll find is that it does a lot of the heavy lifting for you, doesn't it? I mean, it will just save you a ton of time and will help you improve accuracy, professionalism, and document quality,
yeah,
and keep you a little bit. It's good for your mental health,
yes.
I just think.
Keep you sane, doesn't it? Yeah. It's just a really efficient way of also building a record of how you're treating particular words and phrases, because you can see what perfect it finds and then you can make a decision.
That's actually a really important point, Denise, because the point is here that you're in control. Mm. The software doesn't make changes without you telling it to.
Yeah, exactly. So again, we've put a link in the show notes so you can go and find out more about Perfect if you're not already using it. And I think it's also just worth mentioning that if you're a member of a professional editing association, you may find that you have some kind of member benefit discount with intelligent editing. So be sure to check that out.
Good point. Mm. So tip three is being able to use macros. So a macro is a small automated script in applications like Microsoft Word that perform a sequence of editing actions with one command.
Yeah, and there are several reasons why we consider them essential for professional copy editors. So they save us time when we're doing repetitive tasks. They improve consistency. They reduce the likelihood of us missing manual errors, and they free us up so we can spend more of our attention on higher level editorial judgment rather than mechanical amendments.
And they're therefore a superb complement to Perfect It. So perhaps you edit academic documents. Documents? I sounded like, what's that character in Lord of the Rings?
I don't know.
The little Gollum thingy. Perhaps you edit academic documents with multiple in-text references, and your client wants these formatted so that the year is always in brackets after the author's name.
Yeah, so imagine now that the document you receive has the year separated from the names just by a comma.
Yeah.
So a good fit macro will be able to hunt down the hundreds of examples and get them styled according to your client's preference.
Yeah, and again, it's doing the heavy lifting for you with a single click and ensuring you don't miss anything.
Yeah, yeah. So where should you go to find macros? Well, we recommend taking a look at the Word Macro Tools website hosted by our colleague Paul Beverley.
And Paul doesn't just offer hundreds of free macros. He also teaches you how to get started with articles and videos. Again, we'll pop a link in the show notes so you can explore what might work best for the type of text that you work on.
So tip four is knowing how to use Microsoft Word's navigation pane. So this is a side panel that shows you a structured overview of your document based mainly on heading styles.
And you can find this by looking in the ribbon at the top of your screen in Word and going to the View tab. Or if you use the keyboard shortcut Control plus F in Windows, that will also open it.
Yeah, now the key here is that you do need to use this in conjunction with the styles function that we talked about earlier, because if all the text in a document is set to normal style, every chapter, subchapter or section heading will be invisible.
Exactly. So the navigation pane basically shows you or allows you to move quickly between different parts of a file. So maybe you want to jump instantly to a heading or a section, or maybe you want to reorder sections by dragging headings up or down. The point is that you can see the document structure at a glance and even do that reordering right there in the pane.
Yeah, I have to say, that was a revelation to me when I first found that out, that I could move a whole chapter or a whole subsection just by dragging the heading in the navigation pane. Oh, joyous. Yeah. So you can also use the navigation pane to search as well, and it helps you to see if there are any numbered headings that are missing or that are at the wrong level.
So we both think that it's absolutely essential because it speeds up navigation in long documents so much.
Mm.
It reduces the need to scroll, which can sometimes make you feel a bit disoriented, especially again in a longer document. And it encourages the proper use of styles.
Yeah. In a nutshell, the navigation pane turns a long Word document into a clear, movable outline hierarchy of your document.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to have access to that?
Exactly. So tip five is all about the Pilcro. Ah. So open the Home tab in the ribbon and look in the cluster of tools in the paragraph section. You'll see a little icon for the Pilcro. It's a stylized paragraph mark, a vertical stem with a rounded loop on the left.
Yeah, I always think it looks like a backward P.
So
this wee mark is instantly recognisable in the publishing and word processing context as a symbol for a paragraph break.
Exactly. So what the Pilcro tool does is it displays non-printing or hidden characters in a Word document things like paragraph breaks, spaces, tabs, and manual line breaks.
Yeah, you can easily toggle this on and off just by clicking on it. And I actually shifted mine to my quick access toolbar, so it's right there for me because I use it all the time. And it's really a must know about if you're editing in Word, because it shows you potential problems and inconsistencies that are invisible if it's switched off, especially when you come across those really stubborn formatting issues.
Yeah. So a common problem is that you click on a paragraph and try to apply a style. For example, you want to remove an indent, but it just won't work.
Yeah. But if you turn on the Pilcro tool to show those hidden characters, you can see if perhaps your text isn't a proper paragraph, maybe because there's a soft rather than a hard return before it.
Yep, and another common one is that indented paragraphs aren't indented at all. There's a tab that's been used instead.
That's a really common one, isn't
it? Yeah.
And again, by toggling on that Pilcro tool, you'll be able to see what's going on and how to rectify it.
Yeah. So basically, you should think of the Pilcro as the first port of call when you're troubleshooting layout issues, stuff to do with word and line spacing especially.
Yeah. Now, clicking on that Pilcro does display all sorts of little formatting marks. So let's just quickly run through some of the ones that you're most likely to see.
So first up is the dot. This indicates a space. And two dots means you've got two spaces and therefore can delete one.
Yeah. Then there's the actual Pilcro, the backward P. When you see this at the end of a paragraph, you know there's a hard return there.
But if instead you see a stepped left-facing arrow, that's the soft return symbol. And this tells you that there's a line break, but no new proper paragraph. Assuming that's not what you want, you need to insert a hard return instead.
Yeah, and then if you see a degree symbol, a little superscript zero, that means you've got a non-breaking space. And you might want to keep that or not.
You might also see a right-facing arrow. It signals there's a tab in play. So if this is at the beginning of a paragraph and has been used to create an indent, you need to remove it and use a proper indented paragraph style.
Yeah. So basically, the Pilcro tool makes the invisible visible.
Exactly. And that gives you very precise control over your formatting, really helps ensure that you deliver a clean, professional document back to your client.
Yeah. So tip number 6 is understanding how to use Word's find and replace feature. Now, this is a tool that lets you search for specific text, formatting, or special characters in a document, and then you decide whether you want to replace them with something different.
So to access it, you go to the Home tab and look at the cluster of tools in the section of the ribbon called Editing. Or, and this is what we both tend to do, use keyboard shortcuts. Control plus F will let you search via the navigation sidebar, and Control plus H is where you can get even more clever and search and do replacements too.
Yeah, so what can we do with it? Well, loads is the answer. You can find words, phrases, formatting styles, special characters or numbers anywhere in your document, and then make changes globally or selectively.
And you can search using wildcards and other special characters in strings to do quite complex changes, actually.
Yeah. Now, some editors won't need to know how to do the more complex find and replace strings. For example, maybe people who work on fiction, like Louise. But if you want to learn how to do them and save yourself time, we have a recommendation.
We certainly do. Yes, it's Jack Lyon's Wildcard Cookbook for Microsoft Word. It's only a few quid and deserves its place on any professional editor's bookshelf. I mean, I don't tend to do a lot of wildcard stuff now, but I've still got it. Got a copy.
Yeah. I have a copy as well, yeah.
Yeah. Again, we'll stick a reminder in the show notes.
Yeah. Okay, tip 7. Now, this is about removing extraneous tabs and spaces. Now, we don't need to spend too long on this because we've already discussed the tools for how you can do it.
Yep. Basically, find replace is your friend here, and the Pilcro will confirm where those extra tabs and spaces are hiding out of sight. Perfect It can also deal with double spaces, or you might be using a macro that does this kind of cleanup.
Yeah. So why bother? Well, because professional editing means removing anything that might silently disrupt a document's consistency, readability, and professional appearance.
That's right. And it means we're following the professional standards that organisations like the Chartered Institute of Editing and Proofreading and the Chicago Manual of Style recommend.
Yeah. So tip 8, our final recommendation, is that you create properly defined paragraphs. Again, we don't need to say too much about this because we chatted about it when we talked about setting up styles and using the Pilcro tool. But still, it is worth emphasising, which is why we've given a bit of time to it.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is using actual paragraph breaks or hard returns rather than line breaks, and ensuring that whether or not that paragraph is justified or ragged, centred or left ranging, or indented or full out, it's properly defined by a style, not formatted manually.
Mm. And that's because doing this styling work ensures that the document's got structural integrity and is formatted consistently.
And we need to remember that even headings are still types of paragraph. If you don't give the various paragraphs their own styles, you won't be able to easily navigate the document, and nor will a screen reader.
Yeah, and nor will any professional formatters or designers or typesetters who are working after you. They won't necessarily know what's what. And also, if you upload a file to something like Kindle Direct Publishing, KDP, your text will look a mess.
So your reader won't thank you either. So yes, absolutely. Instead, define your paragraphs properly so that your Word documents have a clean, consistent and professional structure.
So that's it from us this week. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. And don't forget that if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode in which we have a chat about our personal approach to using some of the tips we've discussed here.
That's right. And a quick shout out for the notes from the podcast series 2, available on Amazon. Those 5 books capture the essence of many of our conversations on the podcast, but in book format. We hope you'll love them.
So thank you so much for supporting us by listening. Until next time, she's been Louise.
And she's been Denise. Join us again soon.
Bye.